Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on March 20 regarding Richard McKelvey, M-C, capital I-L-W-E-E-E. As you know, I have previously evaluated Mr. McKelvey in person and reviewed various previous medical documentation. Prepared what follows now is a short discussion of some of the pertinent points that were ascertained. Prepared these will later be supplemented by the additional documentation you have recently supplied. Prepared new paragraph. Mr. McKelvey had lumbar spine problems, which led to him being out of work on more than one occasion. Period. He also developed respiratory problems. Period. He was diagnosed with COVID-19 in November 2020, period. He began having fever, diffuse myalgias, and loss of smell and dry cough for a week, period. He was admitted to the hospital on approximately 11/8/20 with worsening shortness of breath and hypoxia. Period. He was evaluated by the pulmonary team and was placed on remdesivir to complete a 5-day course. Period. He also had been started on intravenous steroids. Period. He was to continue intravenous antibiotics, including ceftriaxone and azithromycin, which has been completed. But he was also to continue with oxygen supplementation. But he was started on Lovenax as well. Period. He also developed hyperglycemia in the setting of steroid use. But he carried diagnoses of essential hypertension as well. Period. At the time of discharge on approximately 11/16/20, he was on room air and saturating well. Period. He was deemed clinically and medically ready for discharge. Period. The primary care provider for this hospital admission was Dr. Denniston, D-E-N-N-I-S-T-O-N, period. New paragraph. I had also previously been provided with certain documentation from Mr. McKelvey's pulmonologist named Dr. Mazza, M-A-Z-Z-A, period. New paragraph, I had evaluated Mr. McKelvey in June of 2021, period. He continued under the care of Dr. Mazza, period, according to his follow-up visit of 7/28/21. He had persistent shortness of breath after his infection with COVID-19, period, CAT scan of the chest showed non-specific ground glass and tree in bud opacities, but he was unable to walk any significant distance before becoming short of breath. Period, his FVC and FEV1 are reduced compared to where they were in 2019. Period, because of his shortness of breath and reduction in pulmonary function, Dr. Mazda did not think he would be able to return to his job as a firefighter. Period, he would not be able to wear the oxygen tanks and carry the equipment that he had taken in the past. Period, he would not be able to tolerate hot and compliant spaces, make it confined spaces. Period, he has a hard time walking, wearing a medical mask during the pandemic. Fred, he recommended Mr. McKelvey enroll in pulmonary rehabilitation as well as weight loss. Period. His lung disorder was characterized as restrictive lung disease that Dr. Mazza ascribed to injury to his lungs from COVID-19 infection. Period. Dr. Mazza wrote that a 6-minute walk test was done on 6/11/21, in which he walked a total of 220 meters and maintained an oxygen saturation of 96% or higher on room air. Paired pulmonary function testing on the same day revealed mild restrictive defect with mild reduction in diffusion capacity. Paired Dr. Mazza reviewed spirometry performed as part of his occupational evaluation as a firefighter. Paired had a clear reduction in his FVC and FEV1 since 2019. Paired this was despite wearing 10 pounds less on his most recent pulmonary function test performed in his office. Period. New paragraph. During my previous consultations, I was advised that at the end of July 2021, Mr. McKelvey failed a SCBA test. Period. This was to assess immediate danger to life and function. Period. He was, and put this in parentheses, allowed N95 with a P100 cartridge. Period. New paragraph. On 2/3/22, Mr. McKelvey was sent correspondence from Highland Claim Services relative to an accident date of 10/26/20. Period. It was written that Dr. Mazza's examination determined he had reached maximum medical improvement from medical care and required no further treatment with regard to his pulmonary injury. Period. Accordingly, he was no longer entitled to any temporary disability benefits as of the date of that letter. Period. The only treatment authorized at that time was 6-month follow-up with Dr. Mazza. Period. I was also recently provided with a progress note from Dr. Mazza dated 12/28/21. Period. He listed the same diagnoses, including restrictive lung disease and shortness of breath with exposure to COVID-19 virus. Period. He still had significant shortness of breath with exertion. Period. Overall, it was thought to have improved compared to right after he had COVID-19. Period. However, he still had significant limitations to exercise. Period. His pulmonary functioning testing did show improvement in his FVC and FEV1, but his total lung capacity and diffusion capacity remained mildly reduced. Period. At that point, Dr. Mazza did not think he can return to being a fireman wearing an oxygen pack on his back. Period. He will not be able to perform his duties in a safe and appropriate manner. Period. He did encourage increased physical activity. Period. He was not cleared to go back to performing the duties of a firefighter, but was to follow up in 6 months or sooner if necessary. Period. Mr. Kelly expressed that he still feels short of breath going up and down stairs while carrying his laundry. Period. He has a small amount of cough that occurs when he lays down. Period. Overall, he is not sure if he has had significant improvement. Period. He had gone through pulmonary rehabilitation, and it may have helped him a little bit. Period. He did continue to smoke tobacco. Period. He was taking medication for high blood pressure and anxiety. Period. New paragraph on 824.21, Dr. Mazza declared Mr. McKelvey is currently under his medical care and may not return to work at this time due to the effects of COVID-19 on his lung, causing reduction in lung function. Period. He indicated, quote, no, end quote, on the listed activities that comprise the position of a firefighter at Cinnamon's and Fire Department, period. On 11/8/20, he was seen in the emergency department by Dr. Ponce, P-O-N-C-E. Period. This was due to shortness of breath and having a cough for about 5 days. Period. He had an IgG test for COVID that was negative, but had a repeat test at CVS that was positive for COVID-19. Period. Complained of diffuse myalgias, comma, fever, comma, loss of taste, comma, and cough. Period. He works as a firefighter and has had multiple colleagues that have tested positive for COVID-19 as well. Period. The previous day, he had an acute worsening of his shortness of breath associated with chest tightness. Period. History was remarkable for uvulopalatopharyngoplasty, comma, laminectomy, comma, and genioglossus advancement and stabilization. Period. He also suffered from anxiety, comma, GERD, comma, hypertension, comma, and pneumonia. Period. He was noted to be hypoxic to the low 90s on room air. Period. Was suspected symptoms were likely related to progression of COVID-19 disease. Period. He was not tachycardic, and there was a low suspicion for acute pulmonary embolism at that time. Period. During admission, he was going to have his labs checked, as well as assess his COVID-19 inflammatory markers, comma, EKG, comma, and chest x-ray. Period. Given the patient's relative hypoxia, he would likely be admitted for further workup. Period. He did have x-rays that showed hazy, patchy infiltrate at the left base, suspicious of pneumonia, and can be associated with COVID-19. Period. New paragraph on 11/8/20, he did undergo an infectious disease consultation by Dr. Karim, K-A-R-I-M. Period. His assessment was worsening hypoxia, period. He recommended administration of remdesivir. Period. He was consented for convalescent plasma. Period. He was going to receive supportive care, comma, intravenous decadron, comma, and check various laboratory studies. Period. He was also seen on 11/8/19 by Dr. Nidimusili. Period. His assessment, after reviewing extensive laboratory studies and other results, was admission to the hospital from the emergency room. Period. New paragraph on 11/9/20, he was seen by Dr. Schreiber, S-C-H-R-I-B-E-R, for pulmonary/critical care consultation. Period. He wrote, Mr. McKelvey needed close monitoring. Period. New paragraph. This may have been said before, but on 8/24/21, Dr. Mazur wrote, Mr. McAvoy was currently under his care and may not return to work at this time due to the effects of COVID-19 on his lung, causing reduction in lung function. Period. On that occasion, he wrote, quote, no, end quote, to every example of tasks required of his position as a firefighter. Period. Dr. Kareem's impressions were COVID pneumonia, fevers, and hypoxia. Pretty recommended the aforementioned treatment that I believe was already dictated. Period. The rest of the newer notes were already available to me. Period. Interestingly, on his 11/8/20 consultation with pulmonologist Dr. Nidimisuli, he wrote, Mr. McElway had an extensive surgery for obstructive sleep apnea in 2003. He'd been seen in the office in 2018 for suspected persistent obstructive sleep apnea and cough. He had a sleep study that confirmed severe obstructive sleep apnea, but he never was seen in follow-up, and at this point did not use CPAP or any sleep apnea-specific therapy. Period. And underlying this would be a complicating factor to the COVID-19 pneumonia and its residual symptomatology. Period. New paragraph with the heading of findings and conclusions. The totality of Mr. McElway's medical evaluations and documentation consistently indicate that he suffered from residual respiratory difficulties after experiencing COVID-19 pneumonia. This disorder necessitated hospitalization for 10 days, along with supplemental oxygen, intravenous antibiotics, and supportive care, as well as remdesivir, period. His pulmonologist, Dr. Mazza, has consistently indicated for a year or so that Mr. McElway may not return to work in his position as a firefighter. Period. Taking all of this information into consideration, I concur with the determination that Mr. McElway is not medically fit to resume his position as a firefighter at Cinnaminson Fire Department. Period. Please feel free to contact me if I can be of further assistance. Period. End.